The Osgood Files, sponsored by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services that help your whole business be more productive. Find a dealer at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Social media can get a bad rap because of all the oversharing that goes on, but it can also unleash our better instincts as well. More after this. No question, people tend to share too much on social media, but there was one type of sharing that wasn't going on enough until Facebook, in cooperation with Johns Hopkins University, agreed to make a simple change. In May of 2012, Facebook allowed users to post their organ donor status and at the same time to make that status official on State Department of Motor Vehicle websites. The results, according to Dr. Andrew Cameron, were almost instantaneous.
And we saw for a two-week period a vast increase in the number of online donor registrations.
Over the last 20 years, donor numbers haven't changed much, even as the number of people waiting for transplants has increased 10 times. But on the first day of that new Facebook feature,
we saw a 21-fold increase in the number of online donor registrations in the United States.
More than 57,000 Facebook users updated their profiles to share their organ donor status, and there were 13,000 new online donor registrations that first day. Over the following 12 days, the online registrations dropped off, but still, it leveled off at twice the previous rate, and that's not bad.
There is at least preliminarily a dramatic effect. We need to keep attention going on this discussion to help the people that wait in great need.
The current waiting list for organ donations has 118,000 names on it who would all like to update their status to cured. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.